As Hampshire College grapples with its financial future, its student body is speaking out. On Friday, the Hampshire College Board of Trustees voted to only admit early decision students and already enrolled gap year students for the fall 2019 semester. Citing legal pressures and financial insecurity, the school's administration says it must find a, quote, long-term strategic partner that can help it achieve a sustainable future. The Hampshire Board of Trustees said in a statement, quote, we reached our decisions after considering many factors, including heartfelt and passionate discussions with the wider Hampshire community. The board believes in Hampshire. We believe Hampshire holds a special place in higher education, now and into the future. Surrounded by farm fields and woods just off Route 116 in Amherst, Massachusetts, Hampshire has a student body of around 1,300. Since news of the college's plans emerged in mid-January, students have occupied buildings, organized teach-ins, and communicated their concerns to the administration.
Through deliberation with members of the Hampshire College community, we have come to the conclusion that making a decision about admitting a class for the fall of 2019 today is a failure on the part of the Hampshire Senior Administration and Board of Trustees.
Sarahi Silva is a fourth-year student studying International Political Economy and Latin American Studies. They are reading from a statement issued by five groups: Students of Underrepresented Cultures and Ethnicities, Coalition of Students Affected by Ableism, Student Advocacy Network, Student Workers, and members of the student body.
We would like to make it clear that our constituency has never opposed the movement toward finding a sustainable financial path, but rather we have pushed for material evidence of collective decision-making through increased student, staff, and faculty inclusion in the planning process.
The statement accuses the college's senior administration, including President Mim Nelson, of hypocrisy and corrupting the school's ideology.
President Nelson obscured important details about Hampshire's path toward fiscal sustainability. These details were shared only 2 weeks prior to the early decision admissions deadline, leaving staff, faculty, and students without adequate information, representation, and time to work through the process of finding a merger for the future of Hampshire College. As an institution that prides itself on and directly profits off of the language and unique philosophy of shared governance, this is unacceptable.
People are very, very afraid. I think we're all afraid, especially those of us who aren't graduating this year or next year.
Naya Tanerowitz is a second-year student who studies community organizing toward building peaceful communities with the arts and creative expression.
We found out that the first wave of layoffs for staff, those staff will be notified February 15th, and those layoffs will go into effect April 15th.
She says the faculty and staff have formed a crisis committee with 6 representatives from each group, and that students have pushed for that committee to be represented in the deliberations of the school's senior administration.
This is something that's happening this semester, right now. This is something that's affecting their livelihoods and our education, and we were not given any input at all. They said that they would listen to our input, and really they didn't. And that's what this is about, the fact that we are not being represented in our governance structure.
This, you know, this word transparency that I don't love because everyone uses it and everyone seems to mean something different when they say it.
Memphis Washington is from New York City. She entered the school in the fall of 2017 and studies environmental science and archives.
It's just more about the fact that we were promised a certain amount of horizontality in decision-making here that considered the entirety of the community, which includes students, staff, faculty, and as well as our senior leadership, like our president and the Board of Trustees, and we did not see that.
Washington, 20, is a resident advisor in a first-year dorm. She said she never imagined herself in this position.
What it has been is, in some ways, responding to the uncertainty and, we can say, panic of people who just started at the school and who are sort of unfamiliar with the sort of breach in trust and process that this sort of reveals, and who don't really know how to move forward with things, while yourself not really knowing what's going on. So kind of like it's been trying to reassure people when you have no one to reassure you.
Media liaisons from the organized student groups tell WAMC they plan to continue protesting the board's vote. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.